time to gather together, Lord, with the brethren.
Become a snare
Lord,
to
I just
soul.
Pray that you'll bring our church
family not something
together.
You want to deal with.
Lord, I pray that you'll just bless the...
The Bible tells us to avoid certain people and even to break fellowship with believers who are not acting correctly.
Deal with,
turn in your Bibles to 2 Thessalonians 3. Have you ever had an encounter with someone that is just so unreasonable and ridiculous that you just want to like choke their eyeballs out of their head? Yeah, Jesse and I have had, for some reason, it's like we're a magnet for just absolutely ridiculous people that, you know, like I said, there's no talking to them. They're, you know,
the Bible says, now we command you, brother,
there's no reason to
in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that you withdraw yourselves from every brother.
Super aggravating situation.
Disorderly.
It'll throw you into
and
a
not
blind
tradition
rage.
Which you received.
The Bible talks about a situation
the Bible
like this.
Calls
so
us
you can turn
to,
your Bibles to 1 Samuel 25.
With,
you know, if we can avoid them with ungodly people who are going to have a negative effect on us. But it says, from every brother. So that's Christians. You know, this is a New Testament verse. Given to a New Testament church in the age of grace.
And this is an encounter that David had with a man named Nabal.
Withdraw yourselves from every brother that walked it disorderly, and not
so
after
I'm start reading
which you received
one.
Of us.
1 Samuel 25.
And it says, for yourselves know how you ought to follow us, for we behaved not ourselves disorderly
Samuel died,
among
and all the Israelites
neither did
were gathered
we
together
any man's
and
bread
lamented
for
him,
not,
and buried
but
him
wrought
in
with
his
house
labor
Ramoth,
and travail,
and
night
David
and day,
arose and went down
that we might not be chargeable to any of you.
And there was a
not
man
because we have
not
power,
whose possessions
but
were
to
in
make
Carmel,
ourselves an example
and was very
unto
great,
you
to
and
follow
he had 3,000 sheep,
for even
and
when
1,000
we with
goats,
you,
and he was
this we commanded
his
you,
sheep in Carmel.
That if any would not work,
the name of the man was Nabal.
And for we hear that there are some which walk among you disorder
of good
working
understanding,
not at all, but are
and
busy
of a beautiful
bodies.
Countenance.
Now them that
but
are
the man was churlish, such
evil in his
man,
doing, and exhort doings, by our Lord Jesus Christ.
And he was the house
that
he was
of the house
work,
of Caleb, and eat their own bread.
And David,
but ye brethren, be
and
not
David heard in the wilderness
well doing,
that Nabal did shear his sheep.
Obeyed not
David
our
sent
word,
out 10 young men.
Not our word,
David
by this
said
epistle,
them,
note that man and have
said
no
unto the young men,
him,
get you up to Carmel and go to Nabal and greet
yet
him in my
him
name.
Not as an enemy.
And thus shall ye
but
say to him that liveth
brother.
In prosperity, peace be both to thee and peace be to thine
so
house.
That's a, you know,
peace
that's
be
the same
unto all that
is
thou hast.
In church. This isn't somebody outside
and now I have heard
church.
That thou hast shears. Now thy shepherds which were with us, we heard them not, neither were
from
neither was there aught missing
even in the church
unto them
who aren't
all
acting
while they were in
the correct way.
Ask thy young men, and they will show thee.
Is to put pressure on that person.
Wherefore, let the young men find favor in thine eyes, for we come in a good day. Give, I pray thee, whatsoever cometh
to
thy hand unto thy servants and to thy son David.
Ostracize them.
And when David's young men came, they spake to Nabal according to all these words in the name of David, and ceased.
Unproper behavior.
And Nabal answered David's servants and said, who is David? And who is the son of Jesse?
The fifth lesson we can learn
there
from
be,
the story of David and Nabal is
there
found
be many
in
servants
words
nowadays
out
that
David
break or that Nabal
away
was every
dead.
Man from his
so
master.
We turn back to 1 Samuel 25.
Shall I then take my bread and my water and my flesh that I have killed for my shearers and give it unto men whom I know not whence they be?
First
so
Samuel
David's young men turned their way
39.
And went again and came and told him all the sayings. And David said unto his men, gird ye on every man his sword. And he girded on every man his
and
sword.
When David heard
and
that
David
Nabal
also
was dead,
girded on his
he said,
sword.
Blessed be the Lord.
And there went up after David about 400 men
and
200 abode by the stuff.
And it kept his servant from evil. For the
but
Lord
one of the young men told Abigail,
of Nabal
Nabal's wife, saying,
head.
Behold,
David,
David sent messengers out of the wilderness
to
salute our master. And he
railed, to
him, and he railed on
to
them.
Wife.
But the men were very good
David
unto
acknowledged
us,
that
and
the
not
Lord kept him
neither
from
missed
evil
anything,
intentions,
as long as we
and
were
and that David should leave
them,
it up to the Lord to handle.
When they were in the fields,
they were a wall.
Turn your Bibles to Romans 12,
night and day, all the while
verses 18 and 19,
were with them keeping the sheep. Now therefore, know and consider what thou wilt do, for evil is determined against our master, and against all his household. For he is such a son of Belial that a man cannot
says,
speak
if it
to
be
him.
Possible, as much
so,
lieth in you, live
David has this encounter
with all men. Dearly beloved, avenge not yourselves.
And the reality of the situation
under
is,
wrath,
at some point in our life, we're going to have to deal with people
repay,
like this.
Saith the Lord.
And you know, the sad part is there's
you know,
it's
just
not
like
it's
not
work.
Our place.
Sometimes there's people like this in a family.
Should leave things up to
sometimes
the
it might be someone at church that drives you crazy.
It's a
but
demonstration
this idea
of just
someone
on
God,
not thinking rationally, not you know,
The sixth lesson,
not
that we can learn
at
from
all.
This story, I think
you're
is
unable
timely,
to talk to them.
With the in light of the self-defense classes that are beginning,
we need to
in
be prepared to discern
Saturday.
How to navigate these kinds of situations.
I'm sure that
happen.
If we
the Bible gives us guidance on how
to
deal with people like
churches,
this,
and
they'd be absolutely appalled that we
there's
one thing of just someone's irritating.
But there's also it comes all the way to the point where
in the world position
that people always want to say
our lives and then be a threat to us.
Violence is never the answer.
The Bible tells us the truth of the matter. It's not a story to make.
The matter
you know,
is that
David
looked
good
in the world, and
the Bible tells of people's
shortcomings,
men,
told of
Moses'
shortcomings,
David's shortcomings,
we
Peter's
can't
shortcomings.
Necessarily rely
in this story, it tells us that David's initial reaction was a wrong
David's
reaction.
Men, they were all warriors. Every one
I
of
think
them
a lot of times
when we're offended,
our emotions take over.
To go and wipe
and
out
it can take
time
for us to calm down.
They had that ability. They could have done it.
And seek God's will on a matter through
the
prayer.
The decision
the
to
Bible,
do so would have been wrong.
Counsel,
but having the capability
David was
to protect yourself
exception
and
in this initial handling of the situation.
Violence is
verse 21. It says, David
now
said in Psalm 1,
now David
44,
had said,
verse 1,
surely in vain
blessed be the Lord
have
my strength,
all
which teaches
that
my
hands
to war
and
my fingers to
so
fight.
That nothing was missed out of that pertained unto him. And he
turn your
Bibles
to Luke 22
evil,
for good.
Verses,
so
35,
his intention... Was to
kill everybody associated with Nabal. He was gonna
kill Abigail. He was gonna kill his servants. He was gonna kill everybody associated with them. Abigail knew Nabal's character. She went to make it right with David. Verses 18 through 20.
Luke
22,
says, then Abigail made
haste and took 200 loaves
and, he said unto
and
two
them, bottles of
when
wine
I sent you without
and five sheep
and
ready
and dress,
shoes lacked
and
five
eating,
measures of parched corn and 100
and
clusters
them,
of raisins
but now, he that
and 200
had the purse,
cakes of figs
let him take it,
and laid them on
and likewise
asses.
His scrip and he that has no
and she
sword,
said unto her servants go on before me
one.
Behold I come after you
Jesus
but she told not her husband Nabal
arm themselves.
And it was so and she rode on the ass and she came down by the covert of the hill and behold David and his men came down against her and she met
a lot of the zealots had this idea that this was a worldly kingdom, that
now
it was
verse,
time for Jesus to come and rule. And
23
to
through 31,
kick the Romans out and
Abigail
and establish
seeks
a worldly kingdom. That wasn't
seeks
it.
David's forgiveness in this situation.
And that's not what Jesus was
trespass.
Advocating. But he did
it says, when Abigail saw David, she hastened to light off the ass and fell before David on her face
himself.
And bowed herself to the ground and fell at his feet.
Look at
said,
Romans
13, upon me,
13,
my Lord, upon
4.
Me let this iniquity be. And let thine handmaid, I pray thee, speak in thine audience and hear the words of thine handmaid. Let not my Lord, I pray thee, regard this man of Belial,
Romans 13,
even
4.
Nabal, for his name is, so he is he.
It says, for
Nabal
he is the minister
is his name,
of God to thee
folly
for good.
Is with him.
But if
but
thou
I,
thy
handmaid
evil,
saw not
afraid,
the young man
for
he beareth
Lord,
not the sword
in
vain, for he is the minister
now
of
now therefore,
God.
Now therefore, my Lord, as the Lord liveth, and as the soul liveth, seeth
evil.
Seeing the Lord has withholden
thee
from coming to shed blood and from avenging thyself with thine own hand. Now
the,
let
the idea around this
that they may
is
seek
that
evil
the
to Lord,
Lord
establish
governments who rule with
and now
in a sense,
this violence
which
thy
handmaids
have
brought
violence.
Unto
people
my Lord, let it be given
that.
Unto
they
the young man
no,
that follow
you know,
my Lord.
America's
I pray thee,
progressive,
forgive the trespass
and more intelligent,
of thy handmaid,
educated,
for the Lord
and all,
make my Lord a
all
sure
this other
house.
Stuff. The fact of the matter is, if you look in
the
U.S., the
of the Lord,
about 2 million
evil
people
have not
that
been
are incarcerated
all thy days,
that they're in jail.
Yet a man has risen to pursue
I'm
thee,
guessing that
and to
most
seek
of
thy
them
soul,
didn't just
the
turn
soul of my Lord
in.
Shall be bound in the bundle of life.
The government
of the Lord
is established,
and the souls of thine enemies,
laws, and through them shall sling out
police
as of the middle of a sling. And it shall come to pass when the Lord shall have done. To my Lord, according to all the good that he has spoken concerning
order,
me, and shall have appointed
through violence,
over
they're
going to
be stopped.
Once again,
violence that the government
Abigail sees the situation.
Vote,
she's an intelligent woman.
We're voting for the
she's
people
married
that
to
we
a
want
guy
to
who's
hold
a
the
fool,
sword
that
the,
want to be in control.
Such a well-known
that we
fool,
want to
the
be
servants
control,
felt
and
comfortable,
to, you know, established the order
that we want.
You know, speaking to Abigail and saying, you know how. You know, evil
and
true.
Last thing
that
we shouldn't
be
surprised
that
about
no one could even talk
is,
to him. When Jesus came to earth, what happened?
And then once again, Nabal is referred to as a man of Belial by his own wife.
What's going to happen?
The Webster's 1828 dictionary defines
sense
Belial.
Does that mean? What
if
rational
used as a
sense
noun,
would you
is unprofitable?
You know, come into contact with Jesus, who's perfect and
it's
holy.
Wickedness.
Love
an adjective,
good,
worthless and wicked,
embodiment
and in
of,
a collective
of,
sense,
I mean,
wicked
of
men.
Everything that's wonderful.
The
life,
Bible uses the term
to kill
in
what
both the Old and New Testament.
It's
not just
a good
sense.
Guy who made a mistake,
but
is
that
is
what
happened
that we're dealing
you know,
with.
The first time Jesus came, they killed him. The second time
had
he
Abigail
comes,
not
whole,
acted
you know,
quickly
a good
and in a wise manner,
gathered
she did,
David
and
his anger
would
her.
Have killed her,
which obviously would have been a mistake.
And that's
and
not
a wrong
the ending
thing
that Jesus desired.
And David acknowledged
that's not what
that.
He wanted.
If you look at verses 32 and 33.
Turn your Bibles to Revelation.
And David
20,
said to Abigail,
verse 7 through
15. "Blessed be the Lord God of Israel, which sent thee this day to meet me, and blessed be thy advice, and blessed be thou, which has kept me this day from coming to shed blood and from avenging myself with mine own hand." So David admits that this was his reaction was wrong, and that the fact that Abigail came to him and talked him down, in a sense, was
a thousand years
was a blessing.
Expired, she'll be loosed out of his prison.
And now the Lord intervened later
nations,
and returned Nabal's wickedness
Gog
on his own head.
Them
if you look at
battle,
verse 36,
the number of whom is the sand of the sea.
So that's a large, you know. That's a huge number.
It says,
"And
Abigail came to
Jesus
to Nabal,
and
behold,
he
held a
him.
Feast in his house,
and
like
the
feast
up
of a
on
king.
The breath
and
of
Nabal's
heart
was
merry
the camp
within
of the
him,
about, and
for he was very
and
drunk.
The city, and fire
wherefore
came
she
down
told
from
him
God
nothing,
bless
her
more,
until the morning light."
So this is
that's not
another,
the that's not the ending
of,
that God desired.
He's at a situation where David is coming to kill him, and he's drunk. His wife has to go out and petition for him, and save basically the whole family and all their whole, you know, all these people there need to be saved.
2 Peter 3:9
says, "The Lord
and
is
I don't
not
know if you've
slack
ever dealt with
somebody
who's
promise.
Got a drug or alcohol problem,
slackness,
but
it's
just
long
a blessing
to
talk
to.
Not willing
to
try
any reason
perish,
them, to try
that all should come to repentance.
They make no sense
that's
at all.
That's God's intention.
Abigail,
this
must
have
been
a
habit
of Nabal's
to repent.
Because Abigail says, "You know what, I'm going to wait
him and be
saved,
to even
talk to
him.
That's not
what
happens." So in verse 37, it says,
"And
but it came to pass in
the morning,
when the wine had gone out of Nabal, and
as
his wife had told him
these
things,
that
his heart died with
this situation,
will come,
that
unreasonable
stone.
And wicked men
and
will come
to
against
pass
the Lord
about
Jesus
10 days
and try and destroy
after
him,
that
the Lord smote
Nabal
when he
died.
They'll meet the end that they deserve."
So,
you know,
so
the
come
Lord,
to no surprise.
The Lord saw fit
to,
David's experience
to take
with Nabal,
this evil man,
should come
out
as no
of the
surprise
world.
When we come in contact with wicked people who try to frustrate
and
ensnare our souls.
And
it should come to no surprise that people
give his wife,
Jesus,
who was
killed,
you know,
once
on a wise
woman to David,
and try
as
and
a
kill
wife,
him
David
again,
later came back
and
took her
as a wife.
So,
that's all I got.
Does anyone
have any
comments on
that?
All right, so we're reading a story about David with a weird encounter with this guy. What are the lessons that we can apply to our life? The first one is that in our lifetime, we'll undoubtedly be forced to deal with people like Nabal. I don't know about you, but I have dealt with people like this. I've dealt with a lot of people like this. Like I said, they're in the workforce. Sometimes they're in your own family. Sometimes they're in school, wherever. There's always somebody like this. So we need to be ready to deal with people like that. If you look at 2 Thessalonians 3, verse 2. We've made this connection before. And it's 2 Thessalonians 3, verse 2 says, "And that we may be delivered from unreasonable and wicked men, for all men have not faith." Unreasonable and wicked, those things put together. It's put together for a reason. If someone, the Bible is a rational book. The Bible makes sense. If you're walking with the Lord and you're walking in the Spirit, you will make sense. You're not going to be a wicked and unreasonable person. You'll look at all sides. You'll be objective. People can talk to you. You'll be approachable. You'll be friendly. You'll be able to, you know, take correction, all these sorts of things. But if someone's wicked and unreasonable, they don't have any of these things. So we need to be aware that there are these kinds of people out here, and that the Bible does give us guidance on how to deal with people like this. The second lesson that we need to learn is not to sin in our anger. David, he was upset, and he thought it reasonable. And when we're angry, we can think it reasonable to take these extreme measures. David thought it was a reasonable step, because he was angry, to go kill, 200 people or whatever it was. It seemed reasonable to him. It seemed like a good decision. But that's not, we can't be run by our emotions like that. People like this are enraging, and our emotions could take over, but we need to give that time. We need to seek counsel, let our spirit catch up to our emotions. The Bible calls us not to sin in our anger. If we turn to Ephesians 4, 26 and 27. Ephesians 4, 26 and 27. It says, "Be ye angry and sin not. Let not the sun go down upon your wrath, neither give place to the devil." So it's okay to, we're going to get angry. I mean, it's okay to have an initial reaction and get angry, but it says to sin not. And if David would have given way to his emotion and given way to his anger, he would have sinned, and he admits that. So the Bible calls us to not be run by our emotions. We should be run by the Spirit. Third lesson here is the role of pride in these conflicts. Nabal was very prideful and did not want to acknowledge David's position and the kindness shown by Nabal, or the kindness that David showed to Nabal. At this time in David's life, he had already killed Goliath. He was the king's son-in-law. He had been anointed by Samuel to be the next king of Israel. He was renowned for his service to Saul. So he, you know, and Abigail knew his reputation. Abigail, in verse 28, says, "I pray thee forgiveness of the trespass of thy handmaid. For the Lord will certainly make my Lord sure house, because my Lord fighteth the battles of the Lord, and evil hath not been found in thee all thy days." So she knew that he went up against Goliath. He knew that he was one of Saul's servants. She knew his reputation of goodness, that evil has not been found in thee all thy days. So she knew who he was. And Nabal also knew full well who David was. If you look at verses 10 and 11, and it says, "And Nabal answered David's servants and said, Who is David? Who is this son of Jesse?" So he knows who David is. He knows who David's dad is. He knows who David's family is. He says, "There are many servants nowadays that break away every man from his master." So in a sense, he's insulting him because he knows he's at odds with Saul. And that they're broken away. So Nabal knew full well who David was. He knew the whole situation. But in his pride and wickedness, he did not want to show David any honor or give him anything in return for his kindness. On David's end, his pride was stung with David when Nabal insulted him. And in his pride and his anger, he was on his road to committing a sin. But then the Lord sent Abigail and prevented David by sinning, by avenging himself. The fourth lesson we can learn from this is if we can avoid dealings with people like this, we ought to. David did not have to have dealings with Nabal. David assumed that if he acted kindly to Nabal, that Nabal would respond kindly back. It's a reasonable idea. If I'm out here and I'm watching and helping his shepherds, it's reasonable to think that person would want to return the favor and give us a little something to, you know, defeat us for helping them. That's reasonable, but it was mistaken. And I don't know if you've ever heard has anyone ever heard the fable of a scorpion and a frog? Anyone ever heard this? It's the scorpion asks a frog for a ride across the river. The frog hesitates, afraid of being stung by the scorpion. But the scorpion assures the frog, he says, "If I sting you, we're both going to drown. We're both going to die." So after hearing that and considering this, the frog agrees. But midway across the river, the scorpion stings the frog, dooming them both. The frog asks the scorpion why he did this. The scorpion says, "I'm a scorpion. It's in my nature to do so." So some people are just wired a certain way. Some people are just destructive, and they're better left just not dealing with them. You can strike up what seems to be a reasonable deal with people like this, but in the end, you're going to be sorry. And the Bible calls us to watch out for who we let into our lives. Psalm 1, verse 1, it says, "Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful." 1 Corinthians 15:33, it says, "Be not deceived. Evil communications corrupt good manners." I don't know if you've ever, you know, they talk about like missionary dating or you know, these kinds of things.